My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
I'm liking a little chic on a Friday. Feeling good, feeling great. How are you? Get involved on the text line 713-572-4610 and answer the question of the day. What team do you hate the most? Just real quick, I did want to make note of this. Apparently, the Kansas City Royals have made it known earlier today that Vinny Pascatino broke his right thumb. And so that's a three-hole hitter for the Royals. You have three more games without that guy available, so at least.
That's a big loss.
A big loss for the Royals. And a team that's in the AL is going to be contending, and be in the postseason, right? As of right now, they're right there at the top of the AL Central.
They're trying to win that AL Central.
Yeah,
so, yeah, they're more worried about that than the Astros right now.
Yeah. I'm sure. And so in the immediate, run, three games where you don't have to worry about that particular bat, but then also, what does that shift the Royals in a way, in a major way, minor way at all when it comes to kind of postseason competition? So, big news when it comes to the Royals themselves. But this question of the day was inspired for me by Bet Online. Now, I don't know about, I believe, do you also get these emails sometimes where you get some of these odds? And I found this to be very interesting because last night we had college football going a little bit. Week one started early in, I think, one of the big games because there was a lot of intrigue, and there's been a lot of intrigue around Prime Time, Coach Prime, as he likes to be called, Deion Sanders, and the Colorado Buffaloes. And apparently, according to Bet Online, the most hated or most disliked, is probably the way I go, most disliked team in college football is indeed the Colorado Buffaloes.
I could see that. And I actually... it's not like I hate them. I'm just like, I'm frustrated.
You're over it?
I'm over Prime Time. And
really?
And his latest thing with the banning a columnist because he did, he hurt my feelings.
Because he wasn't basically being a cheerleader?
Yeah, because he hurt my feelings. That's sorry, man. Come on. I was actually kind of on the Colorado thing last year.
I was last year for sure.
Like,
man,
this is cool.
Yeah, had me standing up 12 o'clock at night watching the game.
And in one year, I'm like, I'm over this guy.
Yeah,
and, I really am. So they're actually on my list, this year anyway. So, and this is always fluid, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, we've got folks that have texted in from the 832, hated the Seattle Mariners, but with Service gone, don't hate them at all now. Interesting. Okay, so you were just...
Didn't like Scott Service. Yeah, like, former Astro Scott Service?
Yeah, what did Scott Service do to you?
I know, man. Damn.
Like, did he talk to your lady back in the day or something? That's crazy. From the 346, they say Dodgers, Yankees, Mariners, Titans, Cowboys, in that order.
All right.
Okay.
Well, I can see that. I put together my list.
Okay, let's hear it.
I want to hear y'all's. MLB, it's easy. Yankees. Most of mine are very,
very obvious.
Yankees and Dodgers. I mean, come on. And I'm not a big fan of the Cardinals. I guess that's still a holdover from when they were in the NL. NFL, we can all say it together, right? Titans.
I've seen the text to prove it. This man does not does not rock with that organization. I like, and honestly, he shouldn't. Bleep them.
I like a little shock value in my text sometimes, and there's definitely that. Actually, what I did on the doc here, I said the Titans and that thing that owns it.
Wow, you really do not have like. Man. There's just no love whatsoever.
NBA, and I do this at my own peril because I know there's a lot of these fans in the building.
That's what is it? Lakers,
Mavericks.
Ah,
I hate the Mavericks.
Really
hate the Mavericks. Always,
okay. always
have hated the Mavericks. I don't know what it is. I
used to like the Mavericks a lot back. So back in the day, I always had to have another favorite team outside of my city team because otherherise I would be depressed.
Yeah. That's definitely how that works.
So I always picked another team, and I always liked the Mavericks, man. With Steve Nash, now, and Michael Finley,
I like Dirk. I love Dirk.
Rafe LaFrance.
It's impossible to not like Dirk.
Yeah, I love Dirk.
Yeah,
and
I don't care for him now, but
I just hate the Mavericks. I can't even tell you why.
Okay,
just hate them.
Sometimes it be like that.
Yeah.
I can tell you why on some of them, but yeah, I feel you for sure.
And then I want to get y'all's, but college football, very fluid. Like I mentioned, Colorado right now. Ole Miss.
Okay.
I can tell you why here. Every year we try to take a trip to an SEC city.
Okay.
To watch the Aggies play. And both trips that I've taken to Ole Miss, just heinous treatment. Heinous.
Ah, yeah.
Now, you get treated badly in a lot of places or comments or whatever. I mean, like, want to fight you, and I'm just sitting there cheering my squad. You know?
Yeah, they're the snooty ones in Mississippi's too as well. I'm like, hey, man, mm-hmm. Y'all really don't have the leg to stand on.
And yeah, exactly.
Y'all really don't have very much.
And what have they done?
Right, exactly. Yeah, those schools that have an unreasonable, outsized view of what their program should be.
And I know people say, well, you hate the Longhorns. I want to put a qualifier on that. I hate T-shirt arrogance from Longhorns fans.
So it's more the fans, yes. Not the actual.
I mean, how can you not respect Mac Brown? And back in the day, I obviously loved
how you can not respect him is that he had a solid run of recruiting dudes that could play quarterback to play safety.
Yeah,
that's how you not respect him.
But VY and that whole squad.
For sure. Absolutely.
And Colt. I respected Colt. Retired recently as well. So, it's just that. Oh, we win all the time. Do you? How many times in the last 6-7 years have they been ranked in the top 25 and finished unranked?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I think that me and Figgy will agree on one of these, and I'm going to get hell for it because I have a lot of there are a lot of fans of this team that I like, and I mean, look, there's going to be, it's one of those big programs. Michigan fans annoy me, man.
Well, they have that, but they've had more success than the Longhorns. You know, they have that T-shirt mentality. You know, that T-shirt fan mentality.
Also, like, I'm pretty sure that 75% of the Michigan fan base are lawyers, so they also come with just that level of ornament.
Yes. Why are they lawyers?
It's because it's that kind of school. Michigan is
That's
very...
That's crazy, because it blew my mind when seeing somebody like Mike Meltzer.
Yeah.
Who went to Syracuse, but is a diehard Michigan fan. I'm like, did you go
He's a T-shirt fan.
Man, that drives me nuts.
That's what I'm saying. That's what.
And then they come out of nowhere too. They come out when they winning.
Right. Well, I mean,
I'm just like, man.
Well, again,
got me nuts.
T-shirt fans.
I see.
T-shirt fans. One more, and then I want to get y'all.
Okay.
I used to despise Notre Dame like I hate the Mavericks.
Oh, and that's why you got the bet with Sean this weekend,
I actually have come around on Notre
Dame.
I've come around on over the last few years. I really like their atmosphere. I've been to several games there. I've come around on them, but I hate them this weekend.
Excellent.
Like, I despise them this weekend.
Especially because if you lose, you're ending up wearing a helmet and singing the fight song during the show.
Yeah, and if the Aggies win, then Sean Pendergast is wearing a helmet and singing the war hymn, as we say. But what about you guys?
One that came to mind is I rock with Mad Max. The Utah Jazz, maybe the state of Utah is in general. Because first
of
all,
nobody like Utah.
Let's start very very easily with not a single thing jazzy about the state of Utah.
Oh God, no!
Like give that name back to New Orleans where it should be.
Yeah,
first and foremost,
the opposite of jazz.
And second of all, we already talked about it, man. I still think about all them years in what was it like the mid aughts that the Utah Jazz were sending these Houston Rockets home. Yeah, that I will never forgive them for such things.
Yeah.
Not never. And then also, and this is again where we talk about fans, St. Louis Cardinals. Organization?
Yeah,
Cardinals fans are real high and mighty about theirs.
Oh, we know baseball.
Yeah. Okay, I do too.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, those are the ones that came to mind for me.
How about you, Figgy?
So, these ones came kind of recently since I've been living here, but I don't care about the Dodgers, man. After that whole cheating scandal stuff happened, then it was just way too arrogant.
There was a lot of pearl clutching.
Yeah. So it just kind of made me dislike that team overall. Or not the team, but the fans.
Michigan,
of course.
Yeah, Ohio State fan. That makes sense.
Pittsburgh Steelers, I never liked them.
Oh, okay.
Honestly, everybody in that division, I don't care for Baltimore. And that's more of that would be more hate. As far as like jealousy, because it was like that
just how me, are y'all sustaining success over there?
No, yeah. And my thing is that was the Browns organization. I don't care what people say.
Oh, absolutely.
That is their organization. Ozzie Newsome didn't play for the Baltimore Ravens. Yeah. He played for the Browns. So that's a little bit jealousy to me when people say that organization always a joke. That Baltimore, that's the real Browns organization.
It's like that thing in Tennessee.
Yeah, 832, they got to the point where they're like, don't really hate them, but if they had to choose, they say the Ravens because that was the first gatekeeper of the AFC Championship game.
Yeah.
And most recent as well. Okay, I see what you're doing.
So other Tennessee Titans for obvious reasons.
That's right.
They're a little irritating. The fans are irritating. I think that's
those are the ones for you.
The Lakers, I can't stand
you out on that.
I ain't even like Kobe Bryant, man. Rest in peace to Kobe. I couldn't stand Kobe Bryant, man. I don't know if it's because of his fans or what, but
yes,
his fans are hardcore. They up there with Taylor Swift fans.
I'm not going to say anything more than yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Because I also, again, know how Kobe Bryant fans are.
And honestly, after he retired, I kind of respected him way more because I'm like, he's actually a cool dude, but dog, I couldn't stand the Lakers, man.
Oh, back in the day, Lakers, I hated them more than the Mavericks because they were just like, they couldn't lose.
I hated the Lakers.
They couldn't lose.
Hey, I hated the Lakers so bad. I was in there rooting. I became a fan favorite, the Sacramento Kings.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, man, get these
somebody
dudes
beat
out,
them.
Man. Come on, Vlade Divac and Bobby Jackson and Mike Bibby. Come on, y'all.
And then Robert Horry happened.
Yep.
Just kept happening.
Yeah.
From the 281, hey, easy on you, Utah. 610 listeners live here. 610 listeners who love OG sauce. Well, I mean, I like you.
Yeah,
I'll say that. Yeah, Utah as a state though, still remain.
Are they living in Utah and still rooting for the Rockets? Or
that's a good question. I will say I do have a fondness for like the Utah Utes. Like it doesn't go all the way around, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But that Jazz, like that, yeah, I'm good on that.
And by the way, OG sauce has just as much alcohol in it as Utah beer, which is none.
Thank you for that fun fact.
Goodness, man,
that's a very good fun fact. There's a lot of Dodgers on here. People that are clearly getting mad about your Aggies because you're talking about the Longhorns. That's just
the Aggies are terrific people.
Yeah. couple people
that happen to you know, behave as though they're in a cult.
somebody brought up why we ain't bring up the Cowboys.
Well, I think that's almost a given.
Yeah,
and they're kind of like inconsequential right now.
Honestly, I hate the fans more than the actual team. I realize that's
everybody. Everybody feels like they're
just
in that place.
Just the Cowboy fans around here just so cocky, and they haven't won in over 25 years or whatever. Yeah. That's the part that get me. I actually don't have bad hate for the actual players. Okay. But it's just more of the fans.
Yeah,
I'm finding out that some of y'all really hate some teams. Like, I had to draw it up a little bit, to be completely honest. The Jazz is the only one that I'm still like, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's just hurt, if I'm going to be completely honest. That's just hurt that I have not healed. Maybe I'll heal eventually, but as of right now, nope.
Yeah.
There you go. Question of the day. Appreciate you guys hanging out with us in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's go around the NFL, where we've got actually an update on NRG Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk about that and more next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.